Title: Atmosphere in Ableton Live 12, Slice It Using Macro Controls Creatively for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Advanced. Alright, let's build one of those old school jungle atmosphere layers that doesn't just sit there as a pad, it moves like a breakbeat. The goal today is to turn a long, washy recording into a playable instrument, slice it up, and then perform it with macro controls, so you can get intro haze, pre-drop tension, drop support, and dub out chaos all from one source. This is advanced, so we're going to think like a producer, not like a preset browser. That means smart macro ranges, parallel chains with different jobs, and a resample workflow so you actually finish parts of a tune instead of endlessly tweaking. First, pick the right source. This matters more than people think. You want a 10 to 40 second audio file with tails, noise, and character. Jungle-friendly sources are things like a stretched vocal smear, vinyl run-in noise, crowd ambience, traffic or rain recordings, VHS air, a dusty pad off an old rave record, anything with movement and texture. Here's the key: if you're working at 165 to 174 BPM, the best Atmos samples often have tiny microtransients in them. Little clicks, breaths, hits, artifacts. Because when we slice it, those tiny edges become rhythm. If your source is completely smooth, we can still make it work, but we'll have to create a timing using note lengths and overlaps. And I'll show you that. Now, create a new MIDI track. Drop the atmosphere audio file onto the device area so Ableton creates simpler. Go into simpler and switch it to slice mode. For slice by, start with transient. If Ableton can't find enough transients because the sample is too washy, switch slice by to beat, and set it to an 8th note or 16th note grid. 16ths usually give you the most playable ghost rhythm potential for jungle. Set playback to trigger, because it's more controllable and performance-friendly. Set voices around 8 to 16 so your tails can overlap instead of choking each other. And turn snap on so the slices land cleanly. Advanced move if your sample is too smooth and slice mode feels dead. Temporarily add a bit of saturation before you resample it. Something like drum bus with a moderate drive, just enough to create tiny edges. Then resample that processed version and slice the resample. You're not trying to make it audible distortion. You're creating rhythmic grip. Now let's make it jungle rhythmic with MIDI. Create a 1 or 2 bar MIDI clip, and think like you're programming ghost hats or ghost snares, not like you're playing chords. Bars hits on offbeats, little clusters, then leave space. Negative space is what makes this breathe around the break. When you place notes, pay attention to note length. This is huge. Short notes make the atmosphere percussive and gated. Longer notes smear and create tail overlap. So, when a source doesn't have transients, your groove comes from note length and release overlap, not from the sample itself. Also, shape velocities. A simple rule: downbeats a bit louder, offbeats softer. It makes the fog inhale and exhale. And if you want instant old-school swing, drop a light groove on it from the groove pool. Something subtle, like 3-8%, or better. Extract groove from a real break you're using. Okay, now we're going to build the rack. Group simpler into an instrument rack. Yes, an instrument rack for audio sizes. This is where the fun starts. Open the chain list and create 3 parallel chains. Name them Clean Air, Dub Mist, and Rave Ghost. Clean Air is your time stable. Mix safe bed. This is important. Keep at least one chain relatively stable. If everything is warbling and moving, it turns into a carpet that's hard to mix under breaks. So the clean chain stays dependable while the other chains do the animation. On Clean Air, after Simpler, add Auto Filter. Set it to a 24 dB low pass. Start the cutoff somewhere like 4 to 8 kHz depending on brightness. Add a touch of resonance, not too much. Then add utility. You can widen a bit, but be careful. Overwidening can vanish in mono and blur your drums. Think of width as a section-based effect, wide in intros, more controlled in drops. Now Dub Mist. This chain is for motion and space, but controlled. Start with auto filter as a high pass. 12 dB is fine. Put the cutoff somewhere like 200 to 600 Hz. The point is, do not let low-end Atmos fight your sub and kick. In jungle, that low-end conflict will make your whole tune feel weak. Then add echo. Pick a dub style mode if you like. Set the time to something like 1/8 or 1/4. Feedback around 25 to 45% to start. Inside echo, keep it dark with the filter, maybe low pass around 3 to 6 kHz. Add a little modulation, like 5 to 15%. Small amounts go a long way. After that, add hybrid reverb. Hall or plate is great. This is atmosphere, so yes, you can go long on decay, like 4 to 10 seconds, but you must filter it. Low cut may be 250 to 500 HC, and high cut somewhere like 6 to 10 kHC so it doesn't fizz on top of the brake. Add a bit of pre-delay, like 10 to 30 milliseconds, so it sits behind the slice rather than smearing the attack. Now rave ghost. This is your grime and haunted tape weirdness. Add saturator first. Drive anywhere from 3 to 10 dB. Soft clip on. Then frequency shifter, very subtle. Try ring mode or single sideband. Fine tuning in the range of, say, plus 10 to plus 80 HC, and keep the mix low, like 5 to 20%. You're aiming for metallic drift, not sci-fi takeover. Optionally add redux, but lightly. A tiny bit of downsample can make it feel like pirate radio tape. Then add a reverb, medium to large size, decay maybe 2 to 6 seconds, and again, low cut it. This chain is allowed to be rude, but it still needs to stay out of the sub range. Cool. Now we map macros, but we're not mapping like a demo. We're mapping like a producer. That means each macro represents a state, a role, a section. When you turn a macro, it should feel like you just moved from intro bid to drop support, not like you just changed one knob. Let's use an 8 macro layout. Macro 1 is fog. This is filter plus reverb push. Map the clean air low pass cutoff so it moves from bright to dark, something like 12 kHC down to 2.5 kHC. Then map dub mist hybrid, reverb dry slash wet from around 10% up to 45%. Map rave ghost reverb dry slash wet from about 5% up to 25%. Fog down equals more direct and dry. Fog up equals hazy breakdown energy. Macro 2 is shuffle slice. This is your turn atmosphere into ghost break control. Map simpler slice envelope decay so you can go from longer, smeary notes to shorter, choppier gating. Add a tiny gain compensation if needed so it doesn't feel like it disappears when you shorten it. If you want extra control, you can put a gate after the rack or on a chain and mac threshold subtly, but keep it tasteful. This macro is about feel, not dramatic pumping. Quick coaching note, slice mode isn't just chopping, it's timing. You'll get the most groove by adjusting note length and this decay control together. Macro 3 is dub throw. Map echo feedback from, say, 20% up to 65%. Map echo dry slash wet from about 5 to 35. You can map delay time, but be careful with big time jumps, they can click or feel like the groove trips. If you do it, keep the range small, or automate it only as a deliberate effect at phrase ends. And that's the classic trick. Automate dub throw at the end of every 2, 4, or 8 bar phrase like a reggae engineer. Quick throw, then pull it back. Macro 4 is ghost pitch. Map simpler transpose from 0 up to plus 7 semitones for lifts, or 0 down to minus 5 if you want menace. Tie that to frequency shifter fine in a small range so the pitch movement has a haunted shimmer. Macro 5 is width or collapse. Map utility width in clean air from, say, 160% down to around 70. Map dub mist width from around 140 down to 90. This is how you make the drop hit harder without turning anything up. Collapse width when the break drops, and suddenly the drums feel wider and bigger by contrast. Macro 6 is dirt. Map saturator drive from about 2 dB up to 12 dB. Map redux downsample from none to a small amount. If you've got drum bus anywhere in the chain, you can map its drive too, but keep it in a usable range. Remember, macro ranges should be all sweet spot. If half the knob is unusable chaos, fix your mapping. Macro 7 is motion. Map echo modulation amount from 0 up to 25%. If hybrid reverb has modulation, map a small increase there too. And this is a great place to use auto filters LFO on one chain, set a slow LFO rate like 1 to 4 bars, and map the LFO amount to motion. That gives you evolving movement so your atmosphere doesn't loop stare for 64 bars. Macro 8 is side chain space. Put a compressor or glue compressor after the rack on the track. Turn on side chain and feed it from your drum bus, or your kick and snare group. Map the threshold so the macro increases ducking. Depending on your levels, maybe from 0 down to minus 25 dB as a rough range. The point is, the haze breathes around the break, not on top of it. Now, an important mix discipline check. A slash be your atmosphere against the snare transient. Solo your drums and the Atmos together and listen specifically to the snare crack. If the snap gets papery or dull, your Atmos is masking the 2 to 6 kHz zone. Fix it by filtering the reverb and delay darker, reducing fog, narrowing width, or even using a notch filter that you open and close with a macro during busy drum moments. The vibe is important, but the snare is the law in jungle. Next step, performance and printing. This is where it becomes production. Create a new audio track called ATM Print. Sets input to resampling. Armit, now record a 16-bar performance, where you ride macros like an instrument. Switch between two MIDI clips if you made them. One sparse with long notes, one choppy with syncopation. Keep macro automation continuous while the clips alternate. That gives a ranged movement without rewriting everything. And here's a powerful advanced variation. Map one macro to the instrument rack's chain selector. Set your chain zones with overlap so you can smoothly morph clean to dub to ghost with a single knob, DJ style. Record yourself riding that selector while the MIDI stays the same. Instant variation, super playable, very old school. When you've recorded, consolidate the best 16 to 32 bars. Now you have a committed Atmos stem you can cut like a breakbeat layer. Print at least two mix-safe versions. One should be mono-compatible and high-passed hard for drop support. The other can be wide and lush for intros and breakdowns. You'll swap these constantly in jungle arrangements, because the role changes per section. Now let's place it like jungle. Think in phrases. A simple 64-bar plan at 170 BPM. Intro. Mostly clean air. Fog fairly high. Gentle motion. Sparse MIDI. Let it set the scene. Break tease. Bring in dub mist. Introduce a bit of shuffle slice and use small dub throw moments at phrase ends. Drop. High pass the entire atmosphere layer somewhere around 250 to 450 Hz. Stronger sidechain, width reduced. Keep it rhythmic but not busy. Let the amen or think break rule. The atmosphere frames the break. It doesn't smear the snare.